Tav kuf lamed zayin tzuf yudale. Ein mach nizim stoyin le deal v'choy lam v'choy lam z'abel les hode. You're not allowed to have your sheep go into your field with a benefit that they're going to make the manure in the field and they're going to fertilize it. Mechnizim en yehudim yatsam lotav v'shavis. If a goy had them go into his field, that's permitted on Shabbos, you don't have to stop him. V'il matzul l'toyva al shechnizim. Even though you owe him a thanks because he did it, still it's permitted. You can't pay him. If you pay him, he's your employed worker to work for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's awesome. Even if he just gives him for the food he has to eat, it's still awesome. Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, you can give him the Sfam Mosen. Yom Tov, you can give him the Sfam Mosen, but you shouldn't give him other Sfam for the Moyed. So because on Shabbos you can't give him any wages for letting the animals go into the fields and make the manure over there, and Yom Tov you could just give him his food, and on Chol HaMoed you could even pay him, provided that you do not make a contract with him to pay him for the job. Words, you shouldn't tell him the fairish, do this and I'll pay you. You shouldn't help him out. You shouldn't provide him with a shemer to move the sheep around from one part of the field to another. If he was a hired worker and his job is for a whole week, for a month, a whole year, if he's not working specifically for Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you're even allowed to help him out and give him the shemer to have the sheep move around from one place to the other. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it is also even such a fashion.